Park City Council members are supportive of introducing what are called sharrows to town. They're essentially lane markings on the road that indicate to both cyclists and motorists that both will share certain roads. They'll be found on roads around town where the speed limit doesn't exceed 25 miles per hour and the traffic flow isn't heavy, in fact, less than 3,500 cars per day. According to Kai Tohinaka of the Urban Planning Group working with the city, it's part of a year-long study aimed at increasing the predictability of where you'll find cyclists.
Things that people who drive vehicles have a problem with cyclists is the unpredictability, right? People going in and off of sidewalks and things like that. This establishes, hey, here, this is where they're supposed to be. Everyone's on the same page about wayfinding and where the cyclists are supposed to be. If there's a level of education and it's very apparent where all the cyclists are supposed to be, it'll kind of clear up a lot of that butting of heads between cyclists and cars.
While it would be nice, he says, to have all cyclists separated by bike paths, that's not feasible, so cars and bikes must share the road.
Sharrows are more about creating connections mm-hmm. and connectivity of the infrastructure network, allowing cyclists to get to and from.
Park City Municipal's Heinrich Dieters, who's coordinating the project, says it's just one more tool in the toolbox to make roads safer for the growing number of cyclists.
So sharrows are just another example of meeting council's goals for alternative transportation, in a sense, one less car in our community.
Park City Mayor Jack Thomas agrees. He says this is a good idea that comes from the notion of life safety.
And acknowledging the fact that this is a community that uses a bicycle and walks a lot. And so we recently saw in Europe, they're very careful about this. They've made graphics in the streets to help people understand that they're sharing that use with a bicycle. And, there's state laws, but I think we need to do everything we can to help communicate that this is a neighborhood, a town that supports bicycle travel. And so we're going to start by some test areas, and we actually asked them to expand that on to put it onto some perhaps busier highways because we know bicycles show up there too.
The sharrows don't indicate that cyclists can ride three abreast, and they must also be aware of surrounding motorists.
The law requires that in some lanes they can go double file, but it's certainly something we don't encourage. I mean, I think from a logical point of view, you want to stay in a single lane, and the law requires that automobiles give bicyclists at least a 3-foot space.
That's Park City Mayor Jack Thomas. He says that during the pilot program, the sharrow markings on the pavement will be seen around streets in Park Meadows and Prospector, but could also be experimented with on busier roads. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.